from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, so it must be an old video, but it's Pat Mahomes.
Courtside where?
I think it's at a Texas Tech basketball game. But for some reason, it's making the rounds right now where Pat Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes were sitting courtside, and cameras caught her talking to a friend because she was kind of clapping, but maybe not all that into the game. And then she leaned over to her friend and said, Patrick told me no resting B-face, and then made like a very mocking, smiling,
B-face?
Blinking eyes, and then a B-face. Man, I got to say, Pat okay? Like, I'll be honest with you. I think some of the things said about his family are pretty heinous. Just because that dude makes $50 million a year, it shouldn't mean that, like, his dad is different. His dad is committing crimes. Actually, just got another DWI. And I guess his brother is committing crimes as well. But, like, Brittany Mahomes just seems tedious. Like, at the same point, man, this was the most inopportune time for her to get caught on video. That's like the worst thing of like, yeah, this dude just said, hey, can we just maybe not with the RBF, and then caught mocking that idea on video.
I got to see it. Where do I see it at?
I can put it in the DMs if you'd like, because I'm looking at it right now. Just stall for time.
Can you put it in the DMs?
I'm putting it for DMs, but you got to stall for time.
I what?
You have to stall for time.
Stall for time. I couldn't hear what you said.
Yeah.
So it's Tuesday.
Nailed it.
I won't see you next Tuesday.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, I can't make the joke I'd like to.
Yeah.
It's in the DMs now.
It is? Okay, cool.
Yeah. So now I'm going to stall, because this is how it works, is in a radio relationship, one of us is always stalling, and it's me. But you take turns.
It's because you're good at it.
That was a jam up. That was a jam up. That's on me.
That hurt.
I walked that back immediately. You know I love you.
It hurt.
Now you got to say the eraser phrases now. But no. Have you seen the video? Are you watching in real time?
Here we go.
He's now watching the video, folks. Okay.
Do you need some...
Play-by-play?
Oh, there it is. All right, hold on.
Okay. Watching the video, in-depth analysis here. You'll be able to watch and get this all fall ESPN. Maybe there's a Texas Tech.
No, I'm watching it. I see, like, I mean, it's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
There might be more to her than I think people realize. She seems like she's got a good sense of humor.
Dude, I think she has, from everything I've seen, a fantastic sense of humor.
You're a big fan of her sense of humor.
I'm a sense of humor addict.
That's that sense of humor thing?
Unintentionally.
Speaking of vibes, people don't like Brittany Mahomes' vibes. I think that's weird. You're only seeing her on camera. Stop being weird about stuff. Speaking of vibes, is the vibe down on the Browns ahead of the season?
Yeah. I think so.
Am I okay to show your work here? Because I'm curious where you're getting it from.
I mean, I just think that there's not a lot of buzz about the Browns. I think some people are hesitant to go all in on the team because there's so many like uncertainties with the Browns. And so I think there's a lot of fans out there that are in wait and see mode.
I do think that vibes are down. And it's the just in general, and I don't want to steal. Ken made a big point on this, how we're just in a weird spot right now. Whether it's with the Guardians, the Cavs, or the Browns, but specific to the Browns, coming off a playoff appearance,
playoffs,
coming off 11 wins, in what has been the most, like, part of me just wants to say, maybe we're just so accustomed to the negative. We're so accustomed to the, oh my God, how could they possibly only win two games this year? Or tanking or any of the other stuff. That we're, it's like we're more comfortable with wartime than we are peacetime. I think that's a piece of it. I don't think it's all of it, man.
No,
it's... This is a team... I mean, man, any time we talk about the Browns in the first 12 years, even last year, any time we talk about the Browns leading up to the regular season, and it is... It is everybody ready, you know, brown and orange colored glasses. Dude, I'm not getting that. That homerism thing that I think we've all got. I actually am super optimistic. I think 11 wins is absolutely on the cards. I think winning the division is in the cards. And everybody I talk to goes, yeah, I think that's possible. But then it's immediately followed by, but I don't know. And so, like, I don't think it's, because I think it's, you and I talked about this earlier. Very rarely is it ever one thing. But I think it just might be a culmination of a lot of a lot. Like, I do think some fans are still irritated about the Baker Mayfield thing. I do think some fans are still upset about the Deshaun thing. I think now the Deshaun thing has taken on its whole other life because he hasn't been healthy. And when he was healthy 2 years ago, he wasn't any good. So I think getting rid of Joe Flacco, I think, is part of the vibes being down. I mean, dude, I'll be honest with you. They were a good team in the middle of the season before Joe took over. But because it was PJ, because it was DTR, the vibes started to go. And the second Joe stepped in and gave you a chance to win, you kind of saw people come back to this team and get excited. And so... maybe we're sleeping on that a little bit. What do you think about that one? What do you think about this take?
I mean, what? Give me the Flacco part of it? Or
the Flacco part, that could be a big part of why vibes are down.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of people out there, fans of the Browns, that loved the Flacco run. And part of the reason they loved it is because they don't like Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
I think those people, you're never going to change their mind.
What's funny is, aren't those the same people who weren't happy when he got rid of Baker? I don't make a perfect concentric circle over it, but I think there would be a strong overlap.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know. I think those same fans, even though they may not like Deshaun, they'll be okay with him playing if they win.
Mm-hmm.
They just may not buy his jersey.
Rex on Twitter saying, I agree that vibes are down this year for the Browns. However, this could be a good thing because I can't remember a year that recently that vibes weren't down. No, I don't love it. And listen, part of this is vibes are up even right now for the Guardians. Like, look at attendance for the Guardians. Certainly look at how what a successful season the Cavs had, although it's a disappointing end of the season. And though, again, neither one of those are rock-solid situations you'd expect, but at least I would say the vibes are up. I just have never seen this town, and it's not just this town, this region, be here with the Browns. Real Xavier P. has a Gets Us meter thing saying the vibes are down because the coach, GM, and quarterback don't meet the Gets Us meter of the loud fans in city. The stadium talk has shown me this fan base isn't used to change and are stuck in certain tradition. I feel like I hear more people want the stadium than not, but I'll, he's saying a great coaching staff, possible new stadium, and they hate it. And then said Joe Flacco got those fans. They love the guys who look like them or get them. Simple. Okay. I also think when it comes to Gets Us meter, the most Gets Us meter guy on the team is Nick Chubb. So again, I think it's all a little bit of everything we've said. I think if the vibes are truly down and it's not just us talking here, kind of think Nick Chubb not being out there and uncertainty about him hurts them too, because, hey, you don't like the quarterback? There's Nick Chubb. Hey, you don't think you have a number one receiver? Nick Chubb. Hey, you're not sure if Kevin Stefanski's going to be in a play caller? Nick Chubb. Hey, they fired AVP, Nick Chubb. Can't really do that.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Chubb is and will be for the foreseeable future, like the backbone of the organization. What stinks is what's going to happen when he gets a little bit older and the tread's wearing thin and the Browns have to make a decision like, you know, like they did with Bernie back in the day. Because I think Nick Chubb is like really one of the most liked Browns players, arguably of all time.
I think you could make a case that there's no wrong Nick Chubb could do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like, I just think...
Yeah, and I think you would trust Nick Chubb to watch your kids.
Yeah, no, I think 100%.
He's that good of a dude.
Yeah, well, and I just think, like, he's never... You know, with Deshaun, it was complicated. Honestly, with Baker, it was complicated for people. With the Haslams, I think it's complicated. With so many different things, and even Miles at points because of, you know, what was going on during the car crash and all the other little stuff, or there's little situations with Miles. It's never been complicated with Nick Chubb. He's quiet, he works his butt off, and he's elite. And I think, like, kind of like Joe, but different. Like, you saw Joe play, but I think we took pride in Joe because everyone said how great Joe was. Not everybody was like, not everybody was watching every snap of Joe Thomas, because he's a tackle, and that's not how you watch football. That's not how most people watch football. You watched every snap with Nick Chubb because he touches the ball 20 to 25 times a game. Poker Dog on Twitter saying, sorry. New tweet came in.
What was his name again?
Poker Dog.
Okay.
Why my vibes are down on the Browns?
Poker Dog?
Yeah. O-line. O-line. You're such a... You know, I don't want to hear about jamming you up for the rest of the show after that. I don't hear a damn word
you're talking about.
O-line, quarterback, running back room, defensive secondary, and middle of the D-line are all questionable. Okay, but this is the same team that went to the playoffs last year. Minus Joe Flacco. Add Jerry Jeudy. Like, guys, we've polished so many more turds than this. Like, so many worse situations. We've been what was it, 3 years ago, when they just... Well, I guess technically this would be 2022, when they just turned it all over to the rookies and said all these Andrew Berry draft picks, who we found out weren't quite ready for prime time, we're going to give them a step up, and they won 7 games. So, like, that roster, we went into that season saying, I actually think the roster's going to – Jordan Elliott just has to take a step up, and this player just has to take a step up. And Joe Woods, maybe he finally, like – I don't know, has a relationship with players on the defense instead of just sitting in a room and watching film all day and scheming up things, which is cool, but not really part of the job. Well, not the only part of the job on the defensive coordinator. Like, I don't know why this would be the team. Like, singularly, I don't know if one specific team that should mean one specific reason. I'm cool with it being 12 reasons, but, like, middle of the D-line or questionable, I don't – guys – the whole team's been questionable, and we've been like, I think they can win 6 games this year when we knew they were going to win 1.
I don't think you can do it.
216-474-0092. Tommy in Brunswick, you stick there, pal. But the question for you guys is, are vibes down with the Browns ahead of the season? We've got more on that, more on Nick Chubb. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.